Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
This your boy, Ace Em Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy, Renesee.
This your main man, Tripp, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TrippaPlatinumUnderground.com. Chillin' with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla. One.
That's what it is. We're live in the building, and it's a wonderful, wonderful Thursday on Street Queens and Movement. We have to first say thank you to the higher power above and just basically, you know, tell him that, you know, we love him for all that he does and giving us strength to be able to have another day, to be able to do all that we do. We want to thank our sponsors, Strictly Want One, E2K Magazine, Diverse Media Group, LLC, Underground Girls of Hip Hop, and The Nancy O Show, and A-Gang Magazine, and all of our followers and everybody that definitely believes in the whole movement and everything that we do for the community and for people, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely have to thank all of you guys for that. And blessings. Today, our topic is Dream Crushers. Are you living or do you know anybody that's a dream crusher? You know what I'm saying? Do you know anybody, somebody that just basically believes that you can't make it and that you have a dream and you can't do anything with it, a dream crusher? So that's what we're talking about today. Check our website out at www.streetqueensandmovement.ning.com. If you would like to add or you would like to join as an honorary, you know, Street Queen ambassador, you know what I'm saying, hit us up at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? We would love to have you on the show. Today we're doing a spotlight on a wonderful, beautiful young lady that's definitely doing her thing. She's a graphic designer, photographer, college student, and doing wonderful things. She's from Alabama, and they call her Miss Photographics. And she's a female boss, and she's doing her thing, and we're proud of her, and we want to give her a spotlight today on Street Queens the Movement. So we're gonna go ahead and go to the lines. Hopefully, we have our queen, our rest of our Street Queens on the line in a few. But we're gonna go to the lines and say hello. Hello, peace, queen. We're going to go to the lines. We're going to go to the lines in a few. And we're also going to have, hopefully, if we get, you know, MC Light, she might be on the show, but we know how she has a hectic set schedule. She might be, but we'll see. We're going to go to the phone lines. Peace Queen, 205, calls from the 205. You're live on Street Queens and Movement. Peace Queen.
Hey, this is Photographic.
Hey, Photographers. How you doing today, sweetie?
I'm good. A little tired, but I'm good.
we got to go ahead and give you a Street Queen's welcome.
Appreciate that.
Before we get into it, you want to go ahead and give any shout-outs or anything like that, sweetie?
Yeah, I want to give one shout out to my homegirl, Miss Stacks, and hopefully she'll be joining the show soon. She got a new CD coming out next month on the 2nd, and the music can be checked out at myspace.com/MissStacks. That's MSSTAKS2. So, yeah, give a shout out to her.
That's what's up, man. Y'all need to go ahead and support that sister and her movement. So you're live on Street Queens, the movement. We talk about different issues, and we spotlight young ladies that are bosses that are doing their thing in the industry, worldwide, international. So, Miss, you know what I'm saying, Miss Photographics, you know what I'm saying, Ashley, you know, you're very talented, you know, very, you know, humble, sweet person. I love you to death, man. So tell us about you. Tell us about you and tell us, you know, how did you get into the, you know, the photography and the whole graphics and just, you know, the illustration. Tell us more about that.
Well, actually, I started like in the year of 2004. I'm basically self-taught like in everything that I do, but when I moved from Georgia back to Alabama, I started working at a local studio, a photographic studio, and I quit my job. So after that, you know, basically I've been doing it on my own ever since. And I can shoot you, you know what I'm saying, in photos, and then turn around and design it, turn you into a cartoon or whatever you need me to do.
That's what it is. She definitely, you know what I'm saying, we got some work of hers that's actually on www.lushradioonline.com, and we'll have some more work on streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. For all y'all ladies out there that need mixtapes, graphics, or anything like that, y'all need to holler at her for real. She's definitely doing some stuff, reasonable prices, you know, fast turnaround time, and we got to support each other as sisters, man. And I got to give a quick shout-out to Venom Must Spit. Miss Venom, one of the hottest, you know what I'm saying, spoken word poets out there in the ATL doing her thing, and she got the whole women's empowerment thing going on, and hopefully she'll call in, you know, soon in a few, you know what I mean? And if you do want to call in and ask questions to the beautiful Ashley, Miss Photographics, at 347-826-7722, you know what I'm saying, we're live in the building. Definitely showing a lot of love, man. So, Ashley, with the whole photography and graphics, who are some of the people you've been working with? Is it mostly people in your local area, or is it people outside of Alabama?
As far as, like, who I've done work for, I'm working with, like, on my team.
Like, with your team, just people you've done work for, different people and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, I try to be kind of, like, nationwide, you know what I'm saying? I've done stuff for artists, like, in Texas, Florida, you know. I mean, wherever my work takes me, you know, that's what I do. So, basically, all over the map.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We're going to go ahead and bring one of our Peace Queen from the 917.
Peace Queen.
Peace. Is this the beautiful Emma of Eastern State Magazine?
You know, I don't know why you forget the sexy part. You know, I'm really starting to get ticked off for you. Really.
Is this the sexy, beautiful Emma, the street queen?
Ah, that's me. Esa soy yo. La sexy.
That's what
Listen,
it
is. Listen, after 40, you know, us women feel like a certain way. So, you know, the sexy keeps me young, all right? So, please, thank you very much.
This is one of our beautiful queens right here, Emma of E2K Magazine. Emma, this is Miss Photographics, Ashley. She's the one I was telling you about. We're doing a quick spotlight on her, and then we're going to go into the subject.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
She does the graphics and photography and everything. We just, you know, talking about, you know, her wonderful things that she's doing with her whole business and stuff. You want to go ahead and answer some questions, Emma?
I guess since you put me on the spot, I got a freestyle. How long has it been, I guess, that you've been doing graphic work?
Yeah, it's been since 2004, so it's been a little while, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And you have a passion for it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And what made you, what caused that passion, like, for you to start doing that?
Like I was saying earlier, before you came in, I started.
And I apologize. I apologize if I make you repeat. But.
No, you good. I started off at a local photography studio. And after that, after I got my training in or whatever, I was like, man, I could do this on my own. So I ended up quitting. And ever since then, I've been doing it, you know, myself.
Isn't that, like, I mean, I've been working, like, with graphic designers. I don't do graphic myself, but I am a publisher, and I've been doing this for, like, several years. And I would love to learn, but when I sit there and I start looking at all those codes and all that stuff, that gets me, like, nauseous.
Yeah, it's a headache. I ain't
going to
lie.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, all this just so you can put something that flashes. Oh, my God, like 3 hours. Oh, no. I leave that to you guys, the experts, because I tell you, everybody got to know where they're good at anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, people should learn that. And a lot of people know that, unfortunately, but people should learn that.
it's a headache, but, you know, patience and determination, you know what I'm saying?
Then you're a real patient person.
Yeah, definitely. So, and Alicia, you know what I'm saying, being, you know, a female and, you know, creating it and stuff, what was your first, you know, when you first did your first shoot or your first, who was, you know, how did it feel when you had your first client when you started your own business? How did it feel?
I mean, that's when I did the first shoot, it was like confirmation for me, you know what I'm saying? I started off, like, practicing around on people that I knew, you know, like family members or people that was in my household. But once I stepped out that first time, you know, it was like confirmation. I knew then, you know, this is it. So I'm trying every day to get on that celebrity photographer status.
Okay.
That's what's up, man. Do you feel like it's a challenge, you know what I'm saying, you know, in regards to, like, breaking as a female entrepreneur in your state versus, you know, stepping outside of the state? And what are some of the challenges that you're faced with as being a female owning your own business?
It's definitely a challenge, you know, being where I'm from, Alabama, you know, resources are kind of few, but, you know, you have to reach out. That's why, like, when I do the graphics or whatever, I try to make it, like, nationwide. But as far as, like, photography, you're limited to, like, locations and, you know, different areas. So you most definitely have to, like, either, like, a state over or a state up, you know, to get different things popping.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk, man.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut. What's the closest state to Alabama?
Georgia. It's the closest.
Oh, it'd be Georgia. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you frequently go over there to Georgia, or have you had any jobs over there?
Every now and then I go to Georgia and Florida. So, you know, it depends on, you know, what I got going on.
Oh, but yeah, because you're closer to Florida, too.
Yeah.
I just wanted the people listening to know. Demographic. I'm working for you, girl. I'm working for you.
And Ashley, where do people, you know, check for you and get connected with you if they want to, like, you know, get some of your services, whether it be photography, if they want to fly you out or they want to do graphic work with you? How do they connect with you?
Right now I'm in the process of redesigning my website, but the link is still up. So you can go to www.creativecaptures.com. That's KREATIVECAPTURES, Creative Captures, spelled with a K.
And are you Twittering? Are you on Facebook? Are you MySpacing?
I'm on all of them, so.
Give all that information.
The name is the same, so it's facebook.com/missphotographic and twitter.com/missphotographic, and that's MZPHOTOGRAPHIK.
That's what's up, man. Everybody out there, we implore you. This is about a sisterhood. This is about supporting one another, supporting females, no matter what business they're doing. You know what I'm saying? We need to support them in what they're doing. You got a young, bright young lady over here doing her thing. Y'all need to support her. You know, even if it's not that much work, but a little bit of work that you can, you know what I'm saying? We try to help each other out here. You know what I'm saying? For real. So you need to go ahead and support this sister right here, for real. We definitely proud of you, man, for everything that you're doing and everything. You stay on the line with us, because we're going to be talking about, you know, dream crushes. Do you live with or you know somebody that's a dream crusher, somebody that honestly believes that, you know, you got a dream, but they feel every step of the way they want to crush your dream, no matter if they want to sabotage it or something like that? Do you know one like that? And the other question I want to ask you, Ashley, was, you know, doing this whole thing, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now. You're crazy that you asked me that, because, like, I was in the shower just the other day, and I was doing, like, I was practicing, like, my first interview, but I often have dreams of myself being on the red carpet. So 5 years from now, that's where you'll see me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We're going to see her on the red carpet. Watch out now. Hopefully the queens will be right there with you, boo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Getting it in all day, every day, man. We got to bring one of our other beautiful queens live in the building. caller from the 347. Peace, Queen. Peace, Queen. 347. Peace.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? No, I'm calling from 404. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, it looks like a 347 number, though, is coming up.
447. It should be 404-447.
No, it says 347.
Would you stop arguing? She know what she calling for.
No.
Anyway, welcome.
What's up? So Peace Queen, state your name, man, and tell us where you're from. Peace Queen.
My name is Venom. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
You know what, Venom? You know what? I'm going to beat you up, girl.
There will be none of that here, okay?
Like, you know what? I'm going to give you a hug. You know what I'm saying? But this is the beautiful Venom that I spoke about, you know what I'm saying? She is a wonderful spoken word artist, and she has a whole female empowerment movement going down in ATL, and she got these crazy female body suits that make you look extra slim, and you know all of us ladies like the extra slim, you know what I'm saying? And
sexy.
So she I told her to come through, so she's definitely, we're going to talk to her in regards to, you know, her women's empowerment situation that she got going on. And we're going to, you know, actually have her on that when we're going to talk about these dream crushers. And the last question I want to ask the young lady, Ashley, is if you could give these young ladies any kind of advice getting into photography or graphic design, what kind of advice would it be?
Basically, just keep on pushing, you know what I'm saying? Don't stop. Even though, you know, the road seems far, just keep on pushing, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's real talk right there. Stay right there with us, Ashley, you know what I'm saying? And Venom, beautiful Venom, you know what I'm saying? You live with Ashley, wonderful graphic artist, photographer from Alabama. That we did a spotlight with her and a beautiful street queen, Emma of E2K Magazine publisher, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? And now we're going to shift the gears over to Venom. Venom, tell us about this hot female empowerment meetings and stuff that you have going down in ATL and these body shapers, man.
Oh, wow. Okay, me personally, I got one because I had my spine fused when I was about, like, 16, 17, was paralyzed on the right side. So, it's to me, I got it because it will benefit me, like, financially and, like, help me, like, health-wise. I was approached by a young lady just to join the business and, you know, was either to join the business for, you know, financial reasons or health reasons. So, that's how I got into it. The slogan's been around for a while. I reckon I've heard it before. Drop 2 to 3 sizes in 10 minutes. So I went to one of the empowerment meetups. I actually got to meet Stormy Wellington in person. I don't know if any of you have heard of her, but you can Google her. She's very Googleable. She makes like $93,000 a month. She has a site called stormysway.com, and she got into the business, and within 6 to 9 months, that's how much she was making a month. So the first meeting that I went to, I actually met this person in person, and she commented on my shoes. So I was like, okay, this is cool. You know, everybody in here, they look like me, you know, and they're making, like, what, a lot of figures a month. So I started giving presentations with the young lady that signed me on by the name of Latoya Jones, set up the meetings, and I actually got into business, you know, and got my own body shaper. I basically got mine for the support, but of course, you know, I wanted to flatten my tummy as well. When you get older, things start falling apart and stuff. So
yeah, girl, I hear you.
plus, I wanted to make money, you know what I mean? So I figured it would, you know, kill two birds with one stone. You know, I could lose weight, get in shape, get some money, you know. So,
and look good? Oh, my God, that works.
Yeah, it does work. It works, and, you know, a lot of people don't know about it. You know, it's really like a Mexican-based company. It, you know, was established like almost 18, 20 years ago in Mexico, and it's new here in the United States. It's been here about 18 months. So it's real new, and a lot of people that are coming into the business, you know, they starting at ground level. So, you know, I mean, it's a lot of ways to get paid. It has a lot of incentives and things like that. So it's a good business to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And what I
how long have you been into it already?
I've been in it since October 28th, but before, and it hasn't been that long, it hasn't even been a month, but before then, you know, I was just helping my coach set up the meetings and things like that, you know, so I could see how the presentations were given and whatnot, and when I got my own, you know, I tried it on, I liked it, I got my own, and I've met people, you know, that have their own, but it's not like having your own, you can hear a story a million times, and unless you experience it, is, you know, you're skeptical, so. I have my own, and that's what I do now, full time.
Okay, and how much that runs for?
Well, they vary in prices, sizes, and all of that. They're about like $168, you know. But but the results are instantly. You know what I mean? So they're
cheaper
working.
Than a lipo. It's cheaper than a lipo and safer, right?
I'm sorry.
I said it's cheaper and safer than lipo.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No tummy tuck, no pills, no surgery, no exercise. You know, you just put it on, you wear it 4 to 6 hours a day, and you're able to drop the weight, you know, almost instantly. You know, I've actually met people, you know, that were probably like 250, 300 pounds, and now I'm wearing like size 9, 10, stuff like that. So, well, man, I seen the joint, and I know I'm about to go get me one because the reunion is coming around. And I didn't get up in this dress.
I hear that. I had to starve myself for my last reunion this summer.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are doing. You know, you get in shape, you know, almost overnight. You know what I mean?
It's definitely a hot thing. And tell us about the, because you don't just also just do the body shapers. You're doing women empowerment meetings, you know, also to talk to me about, you know, battered women. You know, just different empowerment things for women in the ATL. And you know what I'm saying, you're doing a lot of showcases. Tell us about that also, Venom.
Oh, yeah, we actually just did one. It was a Ladies First Thursday at the atrium. Of course, we have a showcase called Exposure 101. I'm the host. Most of the time, it's just a lot of fellas that grace the stage. So we did a month for just the females to, you know, feature a couple of women, let them open the show and whatnot. And, actually, when I do the female empowerment meetups now, I've begun to incorporate the body magic because, you know, if you feel good, you know, if you look good, you feel good. You know what I mean? So some of that stuff, for some people, it may start from the outside in, you know, depending on your situation. So, but we talk about all kind of things. And, you know, domestic violence, that's one of the things that, you know, I advocate for through my poetry. Through some of my own testimonies as well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And she definitely is hot. She's also been featured in Making It magazine. If you didn't know, it's a popular magazine in the ATL area, and she's been featured in that also, and several other you know, publications. And right now we about to go to a quick commercial, and when we come back, we're gonna get a plug from Emma about the 7th annual Give Thanks dinner, and then we're gonna talk about the subject. Are you living with a dream crusher, or do you know one? I want you ladies to stay on the line with us, and we're gonna talk about that in a few. We're gonna go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back. A lot of independent artists need to step on this. This is the performance tour. And it's going down.
www.myperformancetour.com. Artists, DJs, producers, and models, are you tired of searching for the spotlight? Well, if so, beginning December 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Hilton Daytona Beach Oceanfront Resort in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Performance Tour is exactly what you've been waiting for. Register today at myperformancetour.com. Artists, come and finally get a chance to be heard by the industry's majors. DJs, come and show your skills in a DJ battle. Producers, come and network with over 1,000 artists, sell your beats, and get recognized by the industry's majors. And models, To walk the runway, show out the hottest new designs of the hottest clothing line. Strictly Bump One, that's right, Strictly Bump One. This event will also be filmed by G-Unit's ThisIs50.com. Confirmed for the panels thus far are representatives from Atlantic Records, Def Jam Records, G-Unit, Interscope Records, Swisher House Records, writers from BET and VH1, and many more. So register right now at www.myperformancetour.com.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk right there. Y'all need to check out the performance tour. .com. And y'all need to step up there, man. And if you need to be if you're an independent artist or you're a model and you're really trying to get on, you need to check that out for real. Real quick before we get into the discussion, Emma, tell them about the Give Thanks, 7th Annual Give Thanks situation that Emma does, the Sequence Movement, you know what I'm saying, is also part of it this year, and they were last year. So go ahead and give them the information on that, Emma.
Absolutely. E2K Magazine presents the 7th Annual Give Thanks Dinner at Twins Lounge. It's located in 1756 East Tremont Avenue. That's in the Bronx. Area code is 10460, the corner of Commonwealth. The doors open from 6 to 8. But for those that are serving and those that are sponsoring food, they should be there at 4:30. This is on Wednesday, November 25th, which is the day before Thanksgiving. We welcome the community to join us by having a complimentary Thanksgiving dinner with us. Complimentary meaning free. You don't pay for nothing. You just come in and eat. Our goal is to feed the minimum of 200 people or families within those 2 hours while providing entertainment and free giveaways after each meal. Those companies or individuals that are interested in sponsoring, servicing, or donating, please contact me at e2kmagazine@gmail.com, or you can call 917-627-1790, or you can contact dcuts at DE_KUTZ@yahoo.com, and the number is 917-710-2530. Our sponsors so far are E2K Magazine, www.e2kmagazineonline.com, The Ad Records, Twins Lounge, Mamosa Lounge, EVOL Inc., www.950plus.com, Street Queens, Lush Radio, It's a Sheet Thing Entertainment, DiamondsInTheCity.net, Soul Pitch Media, Old Earth Creates, Stratford Community Services, Marina, Marina, you already know, Marina VPR, and Inca Cola. So those are our sponsors so far. I'm still receiving emails. We're still looking forward for people to step in and donate. We're looking for donation of food that is edible. So that means trays of food that are already cooked and ready to eat.
Yeah, even if you can't, cook any food, like, you know, anything like napkins, you know, forks,
right.
Or,
cups,
you know,
mm-hmm.
cups, like
water,
that, cups, water, anything that you can donate to the situation, you know, just hit up Emma and let her know, you know what I mean? Or if you can send a donation. We're here to, we're feeding the homeless, you know what I'm saying? We're feeding the homeless, but, you know, if you need a hot meal that day, you know, you can come through. It's all free. You know,
yeah, it's not even homeless, because we get families, you know, mothers that have a lot of children, or just men that live single and, you know, are not going to have a cooked meal the next day at Thanksgiving. So, you know, we started off in the first years were, of course, for homeless people, but, you know, we're a paycheck away from being homeless, all of us. So, you know, to say it's just for homeless people, it's for the average people with the economy not, you know, times are hard. So, just come through, you know, get a meal. You're not looked or frowned upon. Everybody's respected the way they should be. Just come and get a meal and enjoy.
That's what's up, man. So just hit Emma up, you know what I'm saying, if you like to donate or you want to be a part of it or you want to help serve, whatever you can do, holla, you know what I'm saying, Street Queens, The Movement, E2K Magazine. So, you know, we're going to get into the discussion. Like, the discussion is, dream crushes. Do you know anybody? Are you living with somebody that's a dream crusher? Somebody that you know that every time, every second you're saying, oh, well, you know, I got this new plan. Oh, well, you're not smart enough. How you going to do that? Or you can't model because you're not pretty enough. Or you too dumb. Or nah, you know what I'm saying, you ain't going to do that. That's not going to work out. Is it because of insecurity or they just don't want you to see? Dream crushes. Do you know one? Tell us your story. So we're going to start with Ashley. Ashley, tell us, you know, do you know a dream crusher or have you experienced a situation like that?
I've never experienced it, but I do know people that have went through it or are either going through it now. But I guess the only way to overcome that is you have to have, like, enough confidence in yourself, you know. When somebody try to bring you down, you have to still believe in your mind that, you know, everything is possible. You know, nothing is impossible for you to do. So it all starts within yourself.
Good. That's a little tough right there. And Emma, have you ever experienced a dream crusher or somebody that just, you know, felt like they just wanted to crush your dreams?
Woo! Every day of my life. But that's the thing what makes me the strong woman I am today, boy. Because I get up every morning and it's just like left, right, uppercut, bow. That's what I do to them. You know, I try to stay on the positive road, which is the hardest thing to do. I don't feed into it. I mean, but it's all over. It's everywhere, you know. I mean, it's just, unfortunately, just people are that way. They don't like to see you progress, you know, anywhere from family, close friends. People that you really think are going to rock with you are the first ones to, you know, turn around and make you feel like, you know, make you doubt yourself. But it's like Ashley said, you have to be strong and you have to really know what you want. You know what I'm saying? Nobody really can deter you from what you want to do if you're set strong on what you want to do. You know what I mean? So if you already know that's what you want, you have a passion for it, then you're going to keep going no matter what. I know that's how I've been here still several years strong in the game, especially being a woman. And being in a women's market is not the easiest thing. You know, unfortunately, and I'm going to say it because, you know, I stick with the truth. You know, us women don't support each other enough. You know, so that's hard enough. When you're trying to be supportive to a women's movement and the women are not supporting you. You know, so it's like being in a marriage and your husband ain't supporting you, you know. It's like going all out for your children and, you know, they don't respect you. So, you know, it's always going to be all around, you know. Those that have never experienced it are fortunate, but doesn't mean that you ain't going to go through it. But when you do, you know, it's just that. Stick to your guns. Stick to your guns, no matter who it is. If you believe in what you're doing, then go for it.
That's real talk right there. And have you ever been in a situation like that? You want to share the experience or, you know, have you known somebody or somebody has been through it, you know, just dream crushes. Every second they have an excuse why you can't make it.
Me? Venom, you say? Oh, wow. Yeah, I have. I'll start with the experience of my son. He was 3 months premature. He was born with water on the brain, fluid on his lungs, 3 holes in his heart, kidney stones, a double hernia. He's only like 1 pound, 15 ounces. He's 16 now. He's very, you know, artistic, not autistic, I refuse. But, you know, for example, you know, I felt like they were dream crushers from the day that they handed, you know, put him in my arms. Oh, you know he's never going to do this. You know he's never going to do that. And that's what kind of made me stronger just when I, you know, just watch the teenagers that he's, you know, grown to be today, you know. I know that a lot of that has to do with just me being very active with him and, you know, early intervention, not depending on the medication and, you know, things like that to, you know, make him who he is. So that's one of the things. And as far as like me, yeah, I do know a couple of dream crushers personally, but I think sometimes you need people like that around you, you know, just so you can see what type of person not to be, you know what I mean? Kind of keeps you balanced, you know, because if everything around you looks perfect, you know, then something's not right. So sometimes everybody has a blueprint. Everybody has a calling. For some people, that's exactly what their design is, to actually just crush people's dreams. So you got to keep those people you know, positive people in your circle as well. So when those other people throw you off your square, you know, those are the people that put you back on path, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we all have that, those certain ladies or those certain people, because I know me and Venom, we have our days. Like Venom will call me, she said, man, dog. And she'd be like, man, I just need to hear from you, dog, just to, you know what I'm saying, know that, you know what I'm saying, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I love Venom is a very strong woman, you know what I'm saying? Emma's a strong woman, Ashley is. And I love all these ladies, you know what I'm saying, definitely doing their thing. And, you know, we all go through situations. And the thing about it is we are in charge of our own destinies. We put God first, but really the decisions and stuff that we make, we are in charge of our destiny. And we can do anything we put our mind to if we believe in it, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes because of certain situations, whether it be men, whether it be family, whether it be somebody that's so close to you that you really, really, like, you feel like, you know, you feel that the fact that they're close to you, you expect their acknowledgement for your situation. And when they don't, sometimes it makes us feel a certain type of way. And it can cause us sometimes to be deterred from our dreams and stuff like that. You know, but we cannot allow anybody, because whether they're, you know what I'm saying, they feel regrets because they didn't do what their dream was, or they feel like, you know, they're hurting, so they want you to hurt. You cannot allow anybody's situation to deter you from your dream. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's hard. I know all you ladies, have you ever had, like, a best friend or male, and he said, you know what I'm saying, nah, because of his personal reasons, he didn't want you to do what your dream was, or he didn't want to be supportive, because, you know, we say he's a quote-unquote hater. Have you guys had a situation like that?
Oh, yeah. I think we all have. I think sometimes some men are just, well, some boys are intimidated by strong women. So I think that's what that caused, or some people that just didn't have the proper leadership in their lives, you know, they tend to be intimidated by, you know, things that are foreign to them. You know, for some people, I think a lot of people that, you know, hate, you know, or whatever, it's just something foreign to them. They don't, I mean, you know, they don't really know, you know, what's going on. This is different. Oh, you know, that's dumb. You know, they'll say that's dumb, not even knowing, you know, what's going on, or you can't do this, you can't do that, not even knowing, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think we all have experienced that.
You know, it's crazy and stuff. And then sometimes, it can even be our own children sometimes. And sometimes, little children can be off the hook, too, in their own way. Sometimes our own children sometimes can be dream crushers because they might not intentionally want to do it, but it's because the fact that they might feel like maybe you're so concerned with your dream that they feel like they're neglected, you know. So sometimes even our children can be, you know, dream crushers. But at the same time, sometimes we have to look and see if we can compromise, you know, for certain things, especially when it comes to our kids. But, you know, having a dream and trying to commit to that dream with all the obstacles that we face as just being women, you know, itself is just, you know, it's just a lot. But we have to stand strong in what we believe in, you know what I'm saying? And what are some of the things that, you know, when we feel like we're on that path where we feel like we're going to deter from our dream, what are some of the things that us as women can say to ourselves or tell ourselves or do in order for us to, you know, stay strong in what we believe in, Emma?
Well, one of the things that I always ask myself is that, am I happy in the situation I'm in right now? You know, would I continue to be happy if I don't pursue, you know, my dream or my calling, rather? You know, I don't think what I do is a dream, actually. What I do is a calling, because that's what gets me to get up every day. Every day I have a set goal for myself, as a woman, as a mother, as a sister. You know, I want to be able to be in a position eventually where I can be able to take care of my mother and, you know, and my children and live comfortable. not live rich, because it's true, the more money, the more problems, but to live comfortable, you know, where I'm so comfortable that I can, it allows me to be able to continue to do things for others. So that's just my calling. And although sometimes I even get upset because I'm like, wow, you know, I make a lot of sacrifices in my life, in my job and all that, to be able to do things for others. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, it's that little unselfishness that we all have inside of, like, wow, ain't nobody doing nothing for me. But then I get up and I'm like, you know what, it's not about what people are going to do for me. It's just, this is my calling. Some people just have a certain calling, and, you know, this just happens to be my course to bear.
That's real talk. And Venom, what are some of the things that you advise women to do, you know, in situations like that?
Man, I know one of the most important things is, you know, keeping positive people in your immediate inner circle. Because sometimes when we think we can't do things or we say we can't, I mean, it's always that person that's, you know, that positive person that, you know, tells you that you can. I think that's one of the real, real important things right there, to make sure you keep, you know, kind of keep your kind likes around you. Somebody that, you know, is going to be there to motivate you when you're not able to be self-motivated, you know, on your own. So I know that is one of the things, because even when I doubt myself, and I do it a lot, you know, it's always somebody that, you know, is in my circle, one of those positive people that, you know, puts, like I said, puts me back on path. You know, so that's one. That's the only thing I'm thinking. You know.
Well, that's the street queen for you. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And sisterhood is important, though. Like, you know, and like she said, like, a lot of women don't stick together. That's in everything you do, whether it's, you know, entertainment, you know, anything like, you know, we have an event we do like at a strip club, and, you know, they all there for the same job, and even in that business, like, they don't get along. I'm like, I don't understand how y'all all here for the same purpose, you know, and y'all not getting along, you know what I mean? So it's all about sisterhood, too. I think that's an important thing, too. Like, a lot of women, you know, because most women, like, we are empowered by other women, because, you know, for a good percentage of us, it's a man that kind of, like, brings us down or puts us down. So, you know, I think it's really important to have, like, female empowerment, you know.
I agree.
And you know, our worst enemy sometimes, ladies, is ourselves, because sometimes, you know, we second-guess ourselves a lot sometimes. And we're like, are we really doing the right thing? You know, and sometimes we second-guess ourselves, but everybody falls victim to that, men and females. So, you know what I'm saying? We just have to, you know, put it in the hands of God and just, you know, stick to our guns. And we were asking Leslie, that basically, you know, what's kind of some of the advice to give some of these, you know, women out here that are listening. When we're encountering dream crushers or second guessing, what are some of the things that, you know, we should do as women, or, you know, say certain things we should say to ourselves? What do you think, Ashley?
Say that again for me. I'm just getting back on. I got disconnected.
Yeah. What I asked them earlier was basically, you know, if we encounter dream crushers or, you know, as ourselves, you know, second-guessing ourselves, what are certain things that we should do for ourselves as women, some advice we should do or techniques or things we should say to ourselves, you know, in dealing with situations like that?
I guess you have to ask yourself, you know, how bad do I want it? You know what I'm saying? Like, anything that you go after, you know, go after it hard. You know, don't do it halfway, you know. Do it all the way. Just go after it hard. If you want it bad enough, you know what I'm saying, your determination, it'll stay there. You got to stay motivated. Like you said, keep positive people in your circle and just keep pushing.
Mm-hmm. That's real talk right there. And that's for all the ladies and everybody listening or who downloaded the show. The situation is we have to stick to our guns, and we have to say how much are we willing to sacrifice to get to where we need to go. And we're not going to allow anybody to stand in our way of our success. A lot of people are scared for you to be successful. That's what a lot of people's problems are. They're either scared that you're good at what you do, and they just can't understand why they can't get it. And we all, they might all be doing the same thing you're doing, but they just don't understand how did you learn so fast without you having the education to do it, or how did you learn so fast and you're surpassing me and I might have had taught you, or how did you know how to do this? How did you find this information? You know what I mean? And people just are scared of you being successful, you know? But, you know, you got to overwrite that and think bigger than that, because you're thinking in the bigger picture and you don't ever want to lower yourself, you know what I'm saying, yourself to minuscule people. They're just small people that have small minds, you know. You are a boss. You are a queen. You always stand with your head erected, your head high, because you're a strong, powerful young lady doing your thing out there, man. Don't let anybody stop you from your dream out there, no matter what. And sometimes even though we second-guess ourselves, we need to turn around and say, look, I got this far, so I know I can go farther, you know? And that's
good. We, no, there's a radio personality here that used to say that all the time, like, let your haters be your motivators.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And haters are basically the definition. They basically, you know, the incentive to tell you that you are doing the right thing. If your name is in somebody's mouth constantly, and they just can't stand what you do, and they constantly spying on you, sitting on your website, doing this, that, and the third, they just want to know what you're doing. Because they out there, they sit on your website.
They're my biggest
there.
Promoters, you know.
They'll join you.
When I run out of flyers, they promote me.
You got to be able to use them, for sure.
Yeah, for real.
Biggest promoters, I'm telling you.
As long as they keeping your name in your mouth, you know, people always want to know who you're beefing with, so that's the only publicity for you anyway. So keep hating, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the key to a hater or somebody is not to get even, it's to be successful at what you do.
That's what they say, let the haters be motivated.
For real, real talk. It's not a game, man. And I know you ladies got.
Well, I like that. I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna Twitter that. Let your haters be your motivators. Twitter my phrase on and popping.
That's real talk, man. That's the phrase. That's the phrase of the day. Let your haters
that's
be your
phrase of the day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And you know,
it does motivate you. You know, sometimes with those negative people, they motivate you because, like I said, sometimes you don't have the, you know, enough self-determination to do it by yourself. And sometimes, like, instead of proving to yourself, you find yourself proving to others. And in turn, sometimes that negative energy turns what you're trying to do into a positive. So it works out for the best if you channel it in the right way, you know.
And that's real talk. Mm-hmm. That's real talk. And you know what? I got a song just for this moment, man. When we come back from this song, we're going to talk about the new, everything that the ladies got going on and our final thoughts on Dream Crushers. And this one right here is called, y'all remember this joint, UNITY.
Oh.
Dead in his eyes.
Who you calling
a bitch?
UNITY. You gotta let him know.
UNITY.
peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah, it's your man, Boss Hog.
This your boy, Ace Him Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy, Renacy.
This your main man, Tripp, representing the No Coast, Indiana, TrippleplatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla, one.
That's what it is. You and I.
Wow, you hit that in the nose. Who are you calling a bitch? Oh my God, that is my joint.
Well, man, we need.
That's gonna be a beef starter there, yo. Who are you calling a what? Man, listen. Usa.
You and I, T.Y., man. You know what I'm saying? That was definitely a classic from Queen Latifah. More spots are powerful, young African-American woman. I can't wait. I'm trying to get a connect to get her on the show, man. I'm trying to get her on the show.
Oh, ASAP. That'll be great.
I had me an ex and gangster boy on the show the other day and stuff. I was trying to get Light on the show today, but you know how hectic her schedule is sometimes. But, you know, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, hopefully we can get her on the show soon. It's just crazy, but hopefully we can get on the show soon. But I mean, this whole thing with unity, we need unity amongst us as women. You know, women can be catty. You know, we all know women can be catty. With Street Queens, the movement, we've been like, how long, Emma? It's been
a year already.
Been a year and a half, right?
Yeah, it's been a year.
Yeah, it's been like a year or so. And,
it's been a year of blessing, I'll tell you, because I'm going to tell you, when I first came on to Street Queens, I was having that dilemma about, you know, really feeling a certain way about, you know, women. And I'm like, how can this be? Like, I speak for women. Like, I run women movement. Like, how can I feel, you know, what's going on? Like, where's my support and all that? And when I joined the Street Queens and I seen that there was other women just like me, you know, that felt the same way, and they empowered me, I empowered them, and it's been a beautiful thing ever since. We've been able to, you know, grow together as real sisters. Like, you know, we actually tell each other like real sisters. You know, in other words, like, if that dress don't look like a girl, you better take that picture off, or that dress off. You know, that lipstick is too much, or, you know, but we do that out of love. There's a difference when another woman tells you, oh, you look horrible, and, you know, and they're not telling you that out of love. They're strict, you know, they're telling you on a hating tip, you know. So that's, you know, we don't take other criticism. Like, there's times that I'm in places, and I could tell a woman, you know, wow, you look nice, or your shoes look real nice, or, you know, or you look very elegant or whatever, or I like those earrings or whatever. And most of the time, they'll look at me like, you know, like, how dare I, like, either pay a compliment or whatever. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Is that like, you know, is that like a, I mean, we should do that often to each other. It, you know, it's my feeling. But then again, I live in a different world, so. I live in an E2K world all day.
we've definitely gone through a lot. And, you know, like we said, the whole reason why, you know, and it's not just, you know, our movement, it's a whole female movement, because we all felt that females are catty, and to actually have a movement that, you know, we are able to still be here going on for a year, and, you know what I'm saying, still be able to support us, even though, shout out to CG Michelle, Felicia Sabrina, Lissette, even though we all have our own different situations, you know what I'm saying, whether they're here sometimes, whether they're not, but they're still there in spirit, you know. Whether we do events or whatever, they're always supportive. Like, even when the situation, like, when my house blew up, like, you know, they, you know, some of my ladies, you know, they helped me out, send me money and everything. You know what I mean? So we really, like, we look out for each other. Like, when Emma's doing certain things, if we, you know, if we can send money, or we can, you know, go there or whatever, we look out for each other like sisters. And we get into our little things and stuff, but we love each other, son, for real.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. At the end of the day, we put the boxing gloves, we box it out, and then that's it. We continue, you know, with the subject of the day, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's, it's good to have a place you can go to that you can just, you know, spear out how you feel or everything like that. And, you know, Venom, we've had Venom come on the shows
you know, periodically and stuff and everything, and we definitely love and support her. And you know what? You know there's an open room for you, you know what I'm saying? Venom, whenever, you know, you have a chance, you know, Thursdays is always open for you to come through, sweetie, for real.
I know, and I need to. I get all of your emails. There's several of them. I get them, like, so much. I got my hands in so much stuff that I really need to prioritize, you know, some of the things that I'm involved in, you know what I mean?
Because
some of it's unnecessary involvement, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a new year coming in, you know. I'm not trying to lose weight this year. I'm trying to get rid of, you know, excess baggage. And also shout out to Nisha Management and PR Diva, Soul Pitch Media, Whole Earth Links, and Ashley, you know, I've been watching Ashley for a minute, and you know, Ashley is a wonderful, strong young lady. And everything, and you know, I actually invited her to be like, you know, a street queen ambassador on here, you know what I'm saying, on Thursdays, you know, at least, you know what I'm saying, she can come through, you know what I'm saying, give us her opinions and stuff, and definitely, you know, rock with the, you know, the whole street queen movement, because the whole thing is supporting one another, you know what I'm saying, and the invitation, you know, an ambassador, you know what I'm saying, we got the list, but, you know, we always love, you know, ambassadors, you know what I'm saying, to come through and definitely, you know what I'm saying, rock with the queens and stuff and whatever you can, you know, add to the
pod. Keep us informed what's going on in your state. Like, we love to know what's going on in every state possible. So we really try to take this global. So we got to have a queen representing in each state, and that's definitely our goal.
Okay. Yeah, because we eventually going to start doing a convention and stuff, so we want to have representatives from different states and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, branch on from there. So we definitely want whatever's going on in your state, whatever Street Queens movement can help or partner up with or help sponsor, you know, for something, just let us know. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to spread the word out and spread the word. And also log on to www.streetqueensmovement.ning.com. And, you know, whatever you're doing, whether it be your company or whatever, let us know so we can highlight you guys. And, you know, get interactive with the forums and everything and let us know what's going on. And also shout out to hiphopsisters.ning.com. Also, that's where actually I met Ashley, you know what I'm saying, which, you know what I'm saying, that's where I met her from. And y'all need to log on and support that movement. And also Underground Girls of Hip Hop, Shay Boogie out in L.A. She's a wonderful young lady. She's doing a lot of things for the hip hop community. So you need to support her in that movement. It's a lot of ladies out here. Nancy Osho is doing a women's situation. She's looking for sponsorship. She's highlighting women out there in you know, moving, just, you know, supporting them and everything. So, you know, if you want to be an honoree or anything, you need to holler at Nancy O. All the information is posted, will be posted on streetqueensthemovement.ning.com and lushradioonline.com. Also, log on to e2kmagazineonline.ning.com and go ahead and log on there, blog on there, you know, put up your information and stuff, reach out to Emma.
And follow me, Twitter me, E2K_magazine. I'm trying to reach 1,000. I don't know what's going on. You see what I'm saying? This is where the haters come in. This is where the haters come in. I need some haters. Come on. Get in my business. Get in my business. Follow me.
Y'all need to follow her on Twitter. And Venom, go ahead and give the people your Twitter. And how can they get in contact with you, Venom?
Everything is Venom Must Spit. That's me on Twitter. That's me on Black Planet. That's me on MySpace. And for you ladies that's trying to get in shape, I'm at www.artist, that's ardysslife.com/femaleempowerment101.
That's real talk right there. Y'all need to go ahead and follow her. Also, you need to follow Ashley. Ashley, tell them once again for the new crew that just jumped on, your information.
My name is too long. No, I'm just playing. It's Miss Photographic is MZPHOTOGRAPHIK.
Oh, it is long, girl. Not exactly.
That's what I talk right there. And y'all need to go ahead and y'all need to follow me, Lush Radio Online, everything. Lush Radio Online, everything, or just Google me. You already know what it is, man. And Street Queens 81, email us for any questions or anything you want to talk about at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. And everything, we definitely getting in. And Emma, you know, if y'all want to support the magazine, support E2K Magazine, you know what I'm saying, hit Emma up and say, you know, you want to purchase or you want to get ad space in there, you know what I'm saying, you know, holla at Emma. She's definitely, you know what I'm saying, she's a grinder. And if you look out for her, she'll look out for you, real talk, you know what I'm saying. And we definitely about business. And the last thing, guys, do you ladies got anything new going on that we need to look out for? Let us know. Ashley, you got some new stuff going on or anything with any artists or anybody you're dealing with that's new that you need to put out there to let us know?
I'm working on some stuff, but not at the moment. I ain't ready to put it out there just yet. You know, maybe in the coming weeks or whatever, I'll give you all some more information on it so y'all can look out for it.
Okay.
I'm not for sure what I have coming up. You can favor me on MySpace/VenomMustBit. Also, I host a whole bunch of shows in Atlanta, so we got Exposure 101 every other Thursday at the Atrium in Atlanta, looking for all types of talent. We got a lot of people coming from the DMV area. As a matter of fact, we're going to be coming to Virginia with the show, so that's one of the ventures that we have as well down in ATL. And you can check my MySpace page out for that, VenomMustBit, just for more information.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. And Emma, you got any new things going on that we need? I mean, besides the I know you once again, if you want to tell us about the Give Thanks.
Yeah, besides the Give Thanks, annual Give Thanks dinner, which is our seventh year, we're also already starting to collect codes for the second year for the DJ Car Blaze Code Drive, which will be in March of next year. But we're already starting to collect codes. So any donation of codes for our code drive in March, we're definitely looking for sponsors for that event. We already have the location, which will be in Amsterdam and New York City. And that's just it, just working on that. The toy drive in December, we also already, you know, the submissions already of toys. I already got like 5 bins of toys. We're doing the toy drive. More than likely this year will be in Philly. And I'm connecting with some people out here in Philly to do it here, and I'll have more information as the weeks progress.
That's a little talk right there. And y'all need to go ahead and check me out at www.lushradioonline.com along with streetqueensofmovement.ning.com. You know what it is, tomorrow is New Music Friday. Music to CEO lushradioonline@gmail.com. We will be having a comedian, Big Mo, live in the building. He will have you cracking up, so make sure you bring your napkin so you don't, you know, cry too hard. It's going down tomorrow. And if you didn't know right now, Rap Star Promo is doing a live conference call. They had Nicki Minaj and Jackie O and everything. They're going to have Kaya right now. They have Mia X, and they're going to have Gangsta Boo. So if you have a chance, man, go ahead and check that out tonight. Once you jump off this, it's going down tonight. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, having nothing but love, you know what I'm saying, for all you ladies. Love y'all. You know what I'm saying? We live in the building. Shout out to our other queens, Felicia Sabree, TG Michelle, and Lissette. She has a new event coming up, Lissette. Y'all need to look out for that. We'll be posting that up. And we're going to have a new Street Queen banner courtesy of Miss Ashley, the most beautiful S1 in the world. we're going to have a new banner flyer for Street Queens, the movement, courtesy of Miss Ashley, Miss Photographic. So look out for that. So like I said, man, y'all need to holler at her for that work. You already know what it is. Y'all need to holler at Venom. You need a poet to come through and take one, two, holler at her. You need to holler at E2K Bang.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely going to holler at you. What I did forget was our Street Queen poetry book that we're working on. So definitely, Venom, we may need for you to submit something really quickly to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I'll hit you up on the email with the proper information, though.
Okay, that's love.
Okay.
That's what it is. And the other thing was Venom. Since you know you live right now, can you give us a little snippet and give us a little bit of poetry real quick?
Oh wow, let me see. Okay, I'll do this one. He pretends to be my friend just to get in, and then he stabs me in the back. So I'll apologize to cats that act like that. I guess he's intimidated by my strong womanhood. Born into female empowerment, misunderstood, no good, so he takes his frustration out on me. Now for that, we all know true love could never be. He pushes me up against the wall. I would land wherever I would fall. After help I could never call, praying to myself, God, just take my life. If this is what I have to go through just to be a girlfriend, who in the hell wants to be a wife? Well, I guess my kids will just be bastards twice. So how I used to love him, asleep steadily dreaming, awoke to his beatings, crying and screaming. Now I'm pregnant, forced to terminate the demon in his semen. Oh, please overstand. I had to break this vicious cycle. Halloween scared me to death, and so did Michael. This is where my story, my life, oh, please, please overstand. I grew up in a single-parent home that didn't exist as any man, so I had to learn on my own until I was grown. Damn, I'm asking you, just be easy on me. Yet I was still sleeping with the enemy homie, a prisoner of my home, a piece of property on me, and though he never lashed me across the back, still he would attack, mental and emotional. As a matter of fact, it was worse when he would hit me with his fist or smack. My pain tells the story. This poem is what he did for me, gave me the strength to give God the glory. Now I come in peace and walk fearless streets, knowing no one man or woman can defeat thou blessings of heaven bestowed upon me. Thy mission is to be complete. And although he could bruise me, he could not move me. My life was like a horror movie. Prescription drugs were much more soothing. But now my poetry replaces the pills. I'm a living, breathing testimony at will. I tell my story because it's real. Ladies, I've taken the beatings for all of you, so these are some things you won't have to go through, and these are some things you won't have to do. Worship no man, he is not your master. Erase the pain and fill it with laughter. God's feet will soon come after. Be safe, be brave, and run, run, run away, slave. Peace on that, y'all.
That's what's up, man.
Woo!
That song right there was fire, dog.
That's called Runaway Slave. I gotta run, y'all. Thank y'all. Great show.
That's what's up, man. We love y'all. We love y'all, man. And we live in the building. Street Queens, the movement. Same time, same place. 8 o'clock.
We love you for free.
Sugar. You know, you need to support all these ladies on the line, man. Street Queens, the movement, definitely always doing it, giving you what you want. We're talking about life, love, relationships, and female empowerment. You already know what it is, man. And we ain't discriminating against y'all, man. We love y'all, too. But, you know, sometimes sisters need to support each other. And that's what it is, man. Street Queens, the movement. Log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. And like Archie Eversole said, he said, keep winning. No matter what, keep winning. You're in charge of your destiny. Keep winning. Love you, Emma. I'm going to holler at you on the flip side. Love you, boo.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Bye. They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time. Look at me now.
Exactly.
Love is dead bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'ma be winning.
Wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 stand up, they wanna see it. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and going by all the bottles.
Yeah.
I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Feel the same for the soul. My head up, mama raised her right, and survivors never give up. Yeah. Anytime that you
Now I'm back in the streets. Now they back on my job 360 degrees. Show the please.